Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Chins with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus.
Love the hugging going on.
Oh, yeah, I love the hugs, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm hugging. Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming up, Kitty.
Oh, hugs all around.
Did you get a hug, Doctor?
I did, and yes. I'm not a big hugger, but that was nice.
I got one.
Nice, you get a little human contact.
Bring in the love.
That's
yeah,
nice.
That's nice.
Bring it in, package it up.
You're welcome to come and empty your love out here if you need to. What? Okay,
bye.
All right, cheers. All right, hey, Kirsten, hi.
Hey. Sorry, I cannot do it at all.
What?
Wait, what do you think we're talking about today, Mikey?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at your brief.
Look at your briefs.
Oh, beatboxing. Okay, yeah.
Oh, you couldn't even tell what I was trying to do.
Oh, yeah, so you're trying to take it, but I mean, there's...
Apparently you...
But then you get the... Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you get the...
The starting one is BTK. That makes sense, eh? And the snare is P or F.
I've got some app on my phone that tries to teach me how to beatbox, and I thought to myself, don't try and I'll beatbox the way I like, thanks. Poorly.
So, any of you real fans out there were just wrecking your art.
Yeah, but it has to start somewhere, you know.
That's right. You have to go to little 5-year-old concerts learning Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on the beatbox. As they learn it. So, oh wow, he's doing
double kick.
Yeah.
But of all, any of Alex Van Halen, double kick. Anyway, so carry on.
Okay, well, all right.
Jogo, you haven't beatbox for us. Let's have a listen.
No.
Okay, so pressing on.
Okay, so, what I came across, what I really didn't know is because there's kind of two kinds. There's your original OG hip-hop beatboxing, and that was made to impersonate the TR-808 drum machine.
Sure.
And that's your classic Bismarcky, Dougie Fresh. And then they also emulated the DJs, sort of scratching and going backwards, reversing and winding and stuff.
Yep.
Great scene in one of the Men in Black movies where Will Smith is talking to a guy in the mailroom who's actually being played by Bismarcky, but he's pretending he's an alien and he can speak to him in his language, and they're beatboxing, and it's just an awesome, awesome scene. But now what people do...
I love you, eh?
But now what people do sort of post-2000 has kind of gone beyond hip-hop, the classic style. They do hip-hop and EDM, and they mix it up with all sorts of stuff, and a lot of the guys that we're going to play today.
If you've got those tools in your tool bag, then use them. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some people that are like into the classic, but now you've got stuff like looping, where you can lay the bed of part of your beat and then lay yourself over it, and then do stuff over it,
and then lay stuff over it again, and then lay stuff over it yet again.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you can see how there are different schools of thought, right? On pro looping and not looping, singing and beatboxing, beatboxing and sort of EDM kind of music, instruments and together, sort of how purist are you going to be about it?
How purist are we going to be about this Travelling Chins? Because you can't buy a beatbox on Trade Me. You can't go to a beatbox teacher.
I bet you can rent one.
Can you go to a teacher, a beatbox teacher?
Oh, no. You got to... Well, online, actually. Yeah. You can. Yeah. And they've notated it now. They've invented like a notation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
To try to help teach it.
That seems logical, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, so this post-2000 kind of new school is very internet-based. A lot of YouTube stuff, the community.
What was that that Indian music we were listening to, Jogai?
Guthuk?
Yeah, Guthuk.
Guthuk with a K?
Yeah.
Well, Indian music, if you want to learn...
That's beatboxing. Ha!
If you want to learn to play the tabla, which is a sort of classic Indian drum pair,
yeah,
they have a kind of way of teaching the rhythms.
That's what we're talking. We're talking digga digga day.
Yeah, and that's just how you learn it. So it's not necessarily like, that's where beatboxing came from. Bismarcky grew up playing the tabla.
Bismarcky couldn't do that.
But there's sort of, there definitely is precursors in human history.
See.
So should we play one of our tracks? What are we playing?
Mothership by Kid Beyond. I'd like to make that noise. It'd be a good noise.
So you see who sounds like a drum machine? And he's not doing hip hop. See me, cause I've been beatboxing since 1983. I'm gonna make your spine wine, make your mind shine too. I'm gonna mention 9 lives of fine vibes to you. Everybody say, keep me what you're gonna do. Hit me with your whoop, baba lava, whoop, baba lava. We're about to turn out of energy. Lots of spinning going on. Accelerate, we gon' celebrate. Feeling hella great, levitate. Yo, beam it up, elevate. It's going out to the mothership.
And I'm thinking leaving the bass is him as well, part of his beatbox. So it really sounds metallic, that snare.
Yeah.
Mothership, you can be sure that it ain't close sure. Encounters or some of us are getting other trip. Ain't talking about little green men, ain't off the deep end. I ain't beep 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 men with little teeth.
It's quite asthmatic, isn't it? It really is.
Oh yeah, breath is definitely a big part of some people use their breath more than others. And just looking into his career, he started off in an a cappella group. But now that I think about it, some of the a cappella groups like Pentatonix, they'll have a beatboxer, right?
Yeah, that's sort of yeah. I think it's what you need to have that in your like I say in your toolbox.
And so then I guess to make a living, he does all sorts of video game voice work. He also can do the throat singing, you know, the yeah, and does live looping. So it's sort of, you know, a whole box of vocal sort of techniques, you know, not just beatboxing. I guess to be an artist now, you have to sort of. Well, I guess we saw with guitarists picking up mandolin and banjo, beatboxers will pick up multiple sort of related.
Yeah, some good banjo styles. Last night at public service broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Hear the banjo on board, yep.
Actually, that would sound good vocalized as well, wouldn't it? With the human banjo. Introducing human banjo. Yeah, so is it hip-hop vocal percussion or is it the human beatbox, right? So even not knowing what to call it. So what's our next tracky deck?
Napalm?
Oh, napalm, yeah. Or napalm, yeah.
See, he's actually an alien. That's an alien. I can do that, but it's after a couple of nights up.
Now, one expert, well, I think it was his own page, says he's known for lip rolls, cleanliness, and filthy bass. So let's
check. How can he be known for cleanliness and filthy bass?
I don't know. Oh, I hear the lip roll.
You can't roll like this, like...
Oh, the hell is he making that noise?
Five sounds at once.
Wow, that's cool! I kind of idolize that.
Yeah, so he just picked it up off YouTube. 16 years old, 2011. Kid from Brooklyn. Just learns it. And he's one of the world champions. Massive champion. Wins all the... So they have competitions.
Noise going on.
One of his AKAs is Nasty Lips.
Oh.
And he also does looping as well, but he uses a different name.
It's all about Michael Winslow, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Michael Winslow, Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah, Bobby McFerrin. Although Bobby McFerrin's more of a...
Well, yeah. But both those guys, like, sort of... It's like they have the skill and try to take it into multiple sorts of places, and they're part of that bridge between the old school and the new school. The other guy's Reggie Watts, the guy that's on.
He's pretty cool. He definitely knows how to run a loop.
Yeah, and so that sort of, it's like, what do you do with it? How do you make a recording career? Do people want to listen to an album of it? You know, where's it going to go? I feel like they're still sort of playing. I don't know if I'd listen to a whole album, but I'd probably certainly go to a gig. Especially a competitive gig where you're seeing different people sort of outdoing each other and that sort of thing.
Man, what are people up to, eh? That's crazy. So what is the next one's going to play Beardy Man?
Beardy Man.
Oh, yes. Baba Mao.
And he's got a group with him and they're doing the sort of rap and singing. Oh, you know it sounds so loud.
You know it
keep it out of space. Satellite.
That's all Reese spitting it out again, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's doing like the Shania, the sort of high instrument as well.
Is he?
He was doing that. So he's, you know, he's known for sort of using dub, breakbeat, techno, dubstep sort of with this beatboxing.
Pretty messing. Pretty messing.
Yeah, here, listen. I wanna hype you, some purely vibe. Little something that gon' get you jumping at life. That you can bounce with, make you wanna get down with. The really and truly mean our business, whether you like it or not. As long as it's hot and hot in your system, bump it in your work for your brethren so they can listen. This is for my people that feeling the scripts I'm spitting. Sipping on some liquor and waiting for it to kick in. So they can vibe right enough for a live night. Find you a party and maybe even a fly wife. Maybe that's asking much, I'll be like aye. But don't be passing no chances up in the twilight. It's from beggars and brothers that rock it better. Get a buzz off a mark and a rhythm. Beating my maid in a second. Dropping that beat, we be bringing heat in the club. Getting love off the music we're making. So give it up like we suggest. Getting around and empowered while these brothers clown. International, let's rip in the pressure sound. Put us up on the stage, we're gonna tear it down. Never settle for less, so we the best around. And raise the bar, hella fast, how we recommend. This beady man on track with a bag of fun. There's a lot going on there. Whoa! Well, that the group he's performing with is called Foreign Beggars.
Oh, there's a lot of people. Someone dropping in the name of Raziel. Someone said Def Effects. Have I asked Siri to beatbox? Should I ask Siri to beatbox for me?
Well, okay.
I mean, Siri's not a person. Siri's in my phone, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure she does classic hip hop style.
You don't know, do you? The thing is, you got to be kept. Siri's got a lot of Well, here we go.
But so it's, having Siri do it, we're gonna inception out here because
Siri, can you beatbox?
Here's one I've been practicing: boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
Oh, boots and cats and boots.
I can do this all day. Cats and boots and 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 cats.
I hate her.
Get to sleep, Siri.
But see, it's a human emulating an electronic drum machine, right? That's what beatboxing is. And now we have a machine emulating the human doing the drum machine.
Our
brains just exploded on the wall. Other sort of precursors, sort of the roots of it, is bebop and jazz, scat, and sort of improvising. Some of the jazz artists would, you know, do the solos, and they were emulating trumpets and saxophones. But also even further back, like in the blues, if you didn't have instruments or a guitar, you know, they would do the trumpet or the bass or the drums along, you know, with them and stuff that they're doing. So it's got a lot of roots in sort of black music culture. And I guess that's part of the problem with the new school departing too much from the hip hop. Like, I guess, you know, it's those things. As long as you acknowledge the roots, and the greats that came, you know, people like Raziel and Biz Markie and Dougie Fresh, then it's not sort of complete cultural appropriation, you know, from a kid just learning it in his bedroom with no connection.
True.
You know, but also then there's old farts telling young people what to do. We don't like that either.
I just wonder how many more noises the human body can make. I think that's really exciting, you know.
The human body can make a lot of noises.
I know, isn't that cool? like are we gonna like sort of like, is there gonna be a way we can record what goes on inside our body? Like, you know, like, hey, here's the sound of digestion with folded over with the, and then with the reverb, and then put it through a filter, and then it's a...
Well, I think even the Māori, you know, the sound of the haka and the poi, it's, you know, not having a drum and then having really sort of those body sounds is really different and unique well.
Yeah.
But as you said before about Bobby McFerrin, he combined the sort of body sounds as well as the vocal percussion.
Yeah, he bumps out a lot with us for this one.
Yeah. That's pretty snazzy, I gotta say. Trick. He did that all trick. With his mouth and bashing himself in the head.
Let's tell him.
Try it.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, I've got a little... Don't do it. So that's Traveling Tunes this morning, the beatbox. You can't buy it, you have to learn it.
That's right. The human beatbox.
Next week?
Next week we're going to do the big, giant double bass.
Are we? The standing double bass?
Yes.
Oh,
I'll bring mine in. No, I'm just kidding.
Not just the box with a string and the broomstick.
No,
the
we're
going
to do the biggie.
The big. Oh, look, someone's got an instrument.
We've done fretless bass, and we've done slap bass.
We're going to do the...
So this is... That's right. In fact, that sounds good with your mouth as well. So you can see, like, instrument to mouth and then back again.
Instrument to mouth and back again.
Yeah, it's humans interacting, and, you know, and music, a lot of it is emulating the humans. Oh, my gosh. We're really incepting out here today.
Yeah. That's what it was. All right, Kirsten, thank you.
Okay,
always a pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend in plans.
Got any musical plans?
Got any musical plans?
No, I don't. I have recovery plans because I'm very ill.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Oh.
It's New Zealand Music Month, though, so make sure you get down to some gigs.
I'm really old. Yes, okay, I will. Yes.
Right on.
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.